Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to another episode of Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and if you're joining us today for the first time, I want to start by acknowledging something deeply real and painful, and that's the feeling of being broken. Maybe it's a shattered relationship, maybe it's a career path that ended abruptly, or maybe it's the profound loss of the future you had planned. Today, this episode is a direct message to anyone sitting there with tears streaming down their face, feeling like the story is over. That's right. Girl, wipe your tears because the healing starts with a shift in your focus. Let's get into it. I just want to take a moment to get real and raw with my listeners. We don't call this Real Raw Relevant podcast for no reason. So we're going to be raw about the pain, but relevant in showing you exactly how you can love again, build a new career, discover peace within, and finally truly believe in yourself. You are not broken. You are simply in the middle of a remix of your life. So the first thing you have to do is just simply acknowledge that's the raw power of the pain. And when you're in pain, sometimes you could, you know, be so hurt that you're not truly grasping what's going on. So we're taught to suppress pain, to move on quickly, but broken hearts, that broken heart, whether that's from a person or a profession, it actually is a certain opportunity. When things break, the pieces actually reveal the gaps. They show you exactly where the foundation was weak, that weak foundation, where the boundaries were soft, and where your self-worth was too tied up in something external. And the most dangerous things you can do right now is try to glue the old thing back together exactly as it was, because it shattered for a reason. It broke for a reason, but you must choose to break open and heal and allow this opportunity to, even in the midst of your pain and your hurt and your brokenness, to propel you, to move you. So understand that, you know, your job is not to reconstruct the old picture. This is a new vision. This is a new path for you. Your job is to use the energy of the breakage to power a whole new blueprint, a whole new story, a whole new path. Stop seeing this ending as a judgment on your worth. It's a divine, painful redirection. The universe just cleared the slate for you to write a better story. Let me say that again for the people in the back. The universe has cleared the slate for you to write a better story. I don't know who I'm talking to today. I don't know who's listening in with a broken heart or shattered dreams, but the universe is creating a path for you, and we're going to unpack those strategies and how to take a deeper dive into just propelling yourself and moving forward with hope for your future. Rather you believe it or not, there is significant power in your brokenness. But at times when we're in it, when we're deep in that pain, we can't see it. So this episode, Girl, Wipe Your Tears, this is not the end. This is actually your new beginning. Life has a way of breaking us open so that we can rebuild stronger, wiser, and just simply more aligned with who we were always meant to be. So the pain you've carried, the heartbreak you've endured, and the disappointments you faced, they were never meant to destroy you. They were meant to awaken you, to redirect you to get on a different path. You may have cried yourself to sleep. I don't know that pain. I don't know exactly what you're going through. You may have felt lost and loved, or questioned your worth after being broken. You may have doubted your purpose when your plans fell apart or your career took a turn that you didn't even expect. But this episode is here to remind you that your story isn't over. It's just being remixed. and that rhythm may have changed, but the melody is still yours to create. So this is the remix. Like Missy Elliott, this is your moment to heal, to rise, and to reclaim your peace, girl. So healing from a broken heart doesn't mean forgetting the pain. It means learning to love yourself through it all. And sometimes we have to stop being our own worst critics. You have to give yourself the same compassion that you would give a good friend, a good girlfriend that's going through some stuff. You have to give yourself that same compassion. And starting over, it could be challenging, whether that's in love or a career. Starting a new career doesn't mean you failed. It means you're brave enough to pivot and trust that there's more, you know, more waiting for you. There's a better future. There's a better tomorrow. There's another door that's going to open that has so much more possibilities for you. So finding peace within doesn't mean everything around you is perfect. That's not what we're talking about. It means you've learned to create and to just be calm in the midst of chaos. And that's hard to do. I think some people think like being in denial or pretending it doesn't exist. Those are totally different. You can go through the heartache. You can go through the pain, but you must keep your mind focused on just being a better you. So this episode is not just about survival. It's about transformation. It's about rediscovering your strength, your confidence, and most importantly, your joy. It's about forgiving the past, releasing the guilt, and believing again in love and purpose and in yourself and not being jaded. Sometimes when we are so heartbroken or we are disappointed, we go through life being jaded and, you know, we're closed off and we didn't break open and we're not giving life and love and peace a chance. But you deserve to live a life that feels like a peace, not pressure. You want to have that peace. You deserve to wake up in a state of happiness each day with hope and not heartbreak. You deserve to write the next chapter of your life with grace, power, and gratitude. You deserve happiness. You deserve a brighter future. So take a deep breath. Dry your eyes. Stand tall. This is your remix. This is your comeback, baby. Your healing, your rebirth. I think people don't understand how powerful it is for a rebirth. The remix, the pieces aren't the same. They're different. So now is your time to take those lemons and make some lemonade. The tears you've cried have watered the seeds of your new season. And now is the time for you to bloom. And if you need any additional resources with healing and just, you know, taking back your power, my new book, A Rose Is Still a Rose, You Hold the Power by Alicia Eads, is available at Barnes & Noble. And it is such a good read. You won't regret it. You're going to learn how to not shrink, own your brilliance, how to recover. Hear so many different female empowered stories that have been through those challenges and maneuvered with their success stories. So A Rose Is Still a Rose, You Hold the Power by yours truly, Alicia Eads, is available at Barnes & Noble. Be sure to get your copy. It's all about that female empowerment. It's all about, you know, recovering and healing. Nothing is perfect. Life isn't perfect. And if someone is, you know, showing you that they're perfect and they have it all together, that is a lie. Don't believe the lie. It's really about how you pivot, how you put those pieces together, and how you rewrite your new story based off of the new pieces that you have, based off of, you know, your new outlook. The storm, it didn't break you. The fact that you're listening to this podcast, the fact that you're still here, you have an opportunity to put things back together. When those pieces get revealed to you, the gaps, when you see the flaw, you're able to maneuver and just set new boundaries and have more self-care and self-worth in your well-being. And the most dangerous thing you can do is try to put those old pieces back exactly as they were. You have to be better than that. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about the strategies of how to remix your life when things aren't going well. It's just the path really to believing in yourself and loving again. It's not like a sudden leap. It's a strategic rebuild. So let's focus on that. The first thing you have to do, whether that's your love life or career and passion, you have to reinvest. When a career ends or a major project fails unexpected, you're shattered, you're torn, you're upset, you're bitter. Don't rush into another job like the last one. Instead of looking outward for validation, look inwards. What did you like and love before the pressure of that job or relationship took over? Think about that. Take a moment to, you know, think of who you were and what you enjoyed, and use that time to reinvest in your unique skill sets, your transferable skills. Maybe the old career demanded your logic, but your heart it has a craving for creativity, or maybe it demanded long hours, but your soul needs purpose. I've been there. The opportunity in this space is to discover a career that aligns with your true values, not just your ability to pay bills. This is so important. I've been there. I'm not just speaking these things. I'm walking the walk. And sometimes you can do things and your soul is lacking. You know, you can have the salary, you can have the salary, but if you're lacking what your heart is craving, that creativity, you know, the purpose you need for your soul, you need to redirect, you need to pivot and, you know, think of what you can do that aligns with your soul and your talent and your skill set. You can have a new career, but it must be one that serves your wholeness. And when you have that, you feel more fulfilled and complete. So you owe it to yourself to reinvest in your career and passion. Use your time wisely. And here's a second strategy. Recenter. You have to recenter. Peace within. You cannot find peace in another person, another project. It simply doesn't work like that. Learn to love yourself. Learn to be whole. Peace is about just the boundaries you set within yourself. You recenter by prioritizing your non-negotiable self-care. Your self-care matters. Your self-care and self-love, that is so critical. And this isn't just bubble baths. This is deep work. This is the deep healing within. This means therapy. This means journaling. This means meditation. And this means saying no to anything that drains that precious energy you need for healing. So the most important step to healing your broken heart is to become the safest, most loving space for your own pain. That is so critical. Give yourself that safe space. Give yourself that love that you're looking outwardly for. Discover the peace within by committing to being your own safe harbor, by loving yourself. Because when you love yourself and you understand how you need to be loved, you're able to communicate that to others. And also your boundaries are there so you don't have to settle then less than what you deserve, because you're loving yourself on a higher level with higher vibrations and higher frequency. So girl, wipe your tears and start loving on yourself. The last strategy, little nugget here, is to redefine what you're loving and what your self-beliefs are. The biggest fear after a major loss is that you can't love again. You know, sometimes we put our guards up and we're so guarded and the wall is up. And you feel that you can't love after you've had your heart broken. And that's understandable, because that's a part of setting new boundaries, or that, you know, you fear that you'll make the same mistake. You absolutely can love again. I just want to tell you that, my friend. But you must first redefine what love is on a newer level. Love starts with radical self-belief. It starts with you. It starts in your values and your self-esteem and how you see yourself. yourself. So right now, your self-belief is tied to success or maybe an external outcome. So you have to untie it. That's right. You have to untie it. Your worth is something that comes from within. It wasn't granted to you by the job that you have, and it wasn't taken away by the breakup. Life goes on, darling. You'll move on. Believing yourself by trusting your intuition, learning the lessons, and walking forward, knowing you are stronger, knowing you are wiser, knowing you are more resilient. You are better because of what you survived. You are a survivor, and know that it's okay to not be okay, but you have to wipe your tears and don't drown in your sorrow. Use the salt water of your tears to cleanse your vision. It's about having a clear purpose. The person you were yesterday, what you experienced, that painful ending, it doesn't have to be a part of your future. The person you are becoming is about to experience a beautiful, powerful new beginning. So the moment you start focusing on the remix, on reinvesting, recentering, and redefining, you have already won the war within. So that's what it's all about. Wipe your tears and recenter, redirect your energy, redirect your time, and put the pieces together and know that it's going to look different. It's not what you were tied to. It's who you are deep within. So know your worth, know your value, and wipe your tears. Wipe your tears. You got to move on. You have to move forward. So cheers to a new beginning. Girl, you made it. You faced the pain. You walked through the fire and you found your strength again. The tears that you once felt endless, they have turned into wisdom, courage, and clarity. Think about this. What once broke you has now built you. You will be the living proof that healing is not only possible, but healing is powerful. So this journey is about not forgetting about what hurt you. It's about rediscovering who you are beyond the hurt. So I hope you understand that a broken heart doesn't mean a broken future, that endings can lead to beginnings, and that the peace is something you create, not something you wait for, not something you look to others to give you peace and understanding. That is for you to give to yourself. So untie yourself to others that you're seeking that from. You need to grow through your pain and learn to trust yourself again and start to dance to a new rhythm, the remix of your life. So stand in a new light, one that shines from the inside out, and learn to love yourself without apology, to move with confidence, and to build a life that feels true to your soul. So you got to really understand that there's so much room in your life for positivity. And most importantly, that your story isn't defined by your tears, but by your triumphs. So keep walking forward, keep believing in new beginnings, keep creating, keep dreaming, and keep loving with an open heart. Don't be jaded. Life will still have its challenges, but now you know that you are capable of rebuilding no matter what falls apart. So this is your remix. This is your new rhythm. This is your new strength and your new peace. So the music of your life sounds different now. Remember that. But it's more beautiful than ever because it's real, it's resilient, and it's yours. So girl, wipe your tears. You've already won. You've turned your pain into power, your heartbreak into healing, and your silence into a song of strength. This is your comeback story. This is your glow up. This is your life remixed, renewed, and full of grace. You got this. Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on another episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. If this episode was the hug you needed today, please subscribe and share it with a sister who needs to hear this message. And send us your stories of reinvention, your testimonials to info@aliciaeads.com. And remember, the love you're seeking is already within you. So girl, wipe your tears and stop selling yourself short. The love that you seek, you have it within. keep fighting to win the war within and start remixing your life today. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcasts.